What's the difference between a sin and a mistake? A sin is something you want to do. But in the English language, we often confuse that. Someone is caught robbing a house, they're caught, and he says to the people interviewing him, "Everybody makes mistakes." That's not a mistake when you get caught robbing someone. That's a crime and a sin. A mistake would be if you want to rob someone and instead you vacuum their house, do the dishes, and paint the kitchen. And then the police catch you and you say, "Oh, I meant to rob them, but by mistake, I cleaned their house." That's the difference. Be very careful how we use the English language. Now, I know on the minds of everyone, we have California in flames, the city of Our Lady, Queen of the Angels, L.A., and people are suffering through various wars. One of the things I think by comparing these tragedies of wars and fires that we are experiencing is that people talk about sin sometimes antiseptically. "Oh, it's something I'm guilty of. Oh, it's something I'm sorry for." But what we rarely talk about is the trauma that comes to our heart and soul and body when we sin. We are traumatized by the tragedies in LA, by the wars in Ukraine and elsewhere. There is a psychological trauma that happens. And when we do something wrong, not by mistake, but on purpose, I do something, we traumatize our heart and soul. That is why often people say, "Oh, I'm very irritable today." Are you sick? No, just irritable. Sometimes we are so dissatisfied with our choices that we take it out on others. It's as if our own psyche, our own soul, cannot contain the pain, so we decide to share it. That's why we have the phrase, "You often hurt the ones you love." Why? Because they're convenient. They're there. And when I come home, sometimes I unload my pain on the very people who are there to help me. That's why the church, we often say, is not a museum for saints. It's a hospital for sinners. All of us have been traumatized by the bad things we have done. But like the saints, what do we learn from the bad things that we have done? Don't cause this pain to other people. Face your choices honestly. Remember how you felt when you were hurt. Try not to do that to anyone else. Smile through the tears. Bring joy to the people that you love. Do not deny your pain, but do not share it. No one gets away from their choices. No one gets away with anything. We are always affected by what we think, by what we say, and by what we do. That is why we have the great gift to choose to think well, to speak well, and to do good things. And in this way, we bring healing to other people, and we also heal the trauma that we have done to ourselves. The church says, "You are never punished because of your sins. You are punished by them." Do not underestimate the trauma that we cause to ourselves, and never underestimate the great power of God's amazing grace to heal that trauma. And every time you do something wrong, say to yourself, "Now I will start to heal myself by thinking, by saying, and by doing good things. I am the author of my life, and I will write the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, by thinking, speaking, and doing encouraging things to myself and to others. Христос Хрещається.